So monitoring what education is about doesn't only have to do with the textbook stuff, right? It also has to do with how kids get to school, their safety once they're at school. I mean, we've had this horrible story about the little boy, Michael, who fell down a pit toilet and died as a result of that. And his family is still fighting aspects of that case in court. But there are also stories about children, as I mentioned earlier, who are swimming across rivers in parts of the country. It happens a lot in KwaZulu-Natal in particular, where kids just do not have the transport to be able to get to school. And so they either swim across rivers, they walk long distances. You know, there are so many obstacles to the kids just getting to school before they can sit down at a desk and actually do the learning they are there to do, provided, of course, they do have a desk at which to sit. So Priscilla Moyo is an attorney at the Equal Education Law Center. And Priscilla, thanks very much for making yourself available today. We know that you briefed Parliament today and you focused particularly on transport, as I understand it. What were you able to tell Parliament?
Hi, Joanne. Thank you very much for having us this afternoon. Actually, the presentation that we made before Parliament was, you know, focusing on a number of areas that we spoke about in a report that we did around the five-year term, the previous term that the government has had. But you were right, we did speak about scholar transport, in that it remains an issue that they seem to still be some inconsistencies in the policies in the country. Equal Education, our client, took a big case on against the Department of Education in KZN a few years ago around provision of scholar transport. And there's this issue of whether the provisioning of scholar transport is it 3 kilometers or is it 5 kilometers? There are still a number of learners in KZN who don't have access to transport. And the stats that we have so far, around over 170,000 learners who don't have access to transport, and only 58,000 learners in the province are accessing that. So as you said, there are a number of learners who have to walk long distances to get to school, which makes it difficult for them to concentrate once they get to school. And then there are those who along the way are victims of violence. And so you can just imagine the scenarios which make it very difficult for children to access one of the most fundamental rights in the Constitution.
All right. Tell me, Priscilla, what else did you focus on before Parliament today?
Okay, so we also spoke about the issue of funding in terms of per learner funding. We spoke about ECB and about the transition that is happening at the moment. You heard the president at the beginning of the year when he spoke about how early childhood development is going to move from the Department of Social Development to basic education. So we were just deploring the members of Parliament to pay a good eye on this transition and make sure that nobody's left behind and that the funding for children is there. At the moment already, there's a crisis in terms of the basic education ministry struggling with infrastructure and teachers for the current cohort that is there, that is the grade 1s to grade 12. So there were, of course, issues wondering what's going to happen when you now introduce the grade R's and the grade RR's. So just to make sure that the transition takes place in a way that will ensure quality education for the early development phase. So there was a discussion around ECD. We also spoke about the issues relating to exclusionary practices that exist in terms of learners who've got barriers to learning, not receiving adequate attention, and also undocumented learners actually either being deprived of entry into the system, or once they come in, they are removed because they don't have adequate documentation for them to be registered or admitted into schools. Our presentation also had touched on infrastructure, but Section 27 was there, and they took the rein on that when it, and their focus was mainly Limpopo.
It's really a very extensive set of issues that you covered, Priscilla, and I hope we'll be able to speak to you about them in more detail in the near future. Thank you for joining us. Priscilla Moyo is an attorney at the Equal Education Law Center.